Most banks talk about services by grouping them into two categories, business or personal. At Farmers and Merchants Bank, we're a little different. Sure, we have deposit accounts specifically for business and specifically for personal use, and we have loans for individuals and loans for business and agriculture, loans for homes and loans for commercial properties. But we understand that when it comes to the business of your finances, it's really all personal. That's why we call it me banking. Let us show you what we mean at any of our Farmers and Merchants Bank locations. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
And we welcome you into the Lady Bombers postgame show here on Classic Hits 101.7. Again, Mountain Home getting the big victory here in the opening round of the Class 5A state tournament as the Lady Bombers defeat the Lady Eagles over of Bologna by a score of 50-43. Mountain Home will advance to the quarterfinals. Again, that will be Thursday. I'll talk more about that in just a moment. Real quick, I do want to remind you, the Arkansas Activities Association is one of 50 state organizations that belongs to the National Federation of State High School Associations. This association formulates policies, game rules, and standards for inter-school competition. The schools of Arkansas have adopted these rules on eligibility, which correspond to those recommended by the National Federation. All right, let's get our Dewey and Sons Plumbing player of the game, and I'm going to go with Kate Gilbert. I thought she was very instrumental in not only leading Mountain Home to a comeback in the third quarter, but also to keep making sure the Lady Bombers stay on top. She finished with 19 points on the afternoon. She was one of two players in double figures for the Lady Bombers. The other one was Ashton Yates with 16 points, 9 on the day for Anna Grace Foreman, 4 for Emma Martin, and 1 point each for Leah Jackson and for Emily Payne. Bologna had two players in double figures as well. Lauren Patterson led the way with 18 points, 10 on the day for Paige Kelly. 5 points for Lainey Mears. Again, as the niece of Mount Home Athletic Director Mitch Husky. 3 points each for Mackenzie Floyd and Riley Bridges, and 2 points apiece for Claire Grace Painter and for Brandy Rotman. Mount Home and Bologna fairly even taking care of the ball, each with 8 turnovers this afternoon. This game had 2 ties and 2 lead changes. Mount Home got the second lead change in the third quarter, and then it did not relinquish the lead after that. Held Bologna absolutely scoreless in the third quarter. That was a big key for Mountain Home. And then Bologna did make a comeback, a little bit of a comeback in the early on in the fourth quarter, but Mountain Home was able to hold them off, did what they had to do, eventually going up by as much as double digits before getting the 7-point victory. And so with that win, Mount Home is going to improve to 22-6 on the season. Bologna is going to finish their season at 25-3. So again, Mount Home is going to next play in the quarterfinals of the Class 5A state tournament. That will be Thursday night at 7, and we don't know who they'll be playing yet. It'll be the winner of tomorrow afternoon's game between Hot Springs and Watson Chapel. And so we'll have that broadcast for you. Be sure you tune in right here. And if you can't make it, because I know it's a long trip to Russellville, so if you can't, you know, we'll have the broadcast for you right here on Classic Hits 101.7, so be sure you tune in. Well, that's going to wrap up the Lady Bombers postgame show and today's broadcast. I want to thank my producer, Joe Shipman, back at the studio, and I want to thank you for joining us on the air and online at KTLO.com. For everyone at Classic Hits 101.7, I'm Matt Sharp, reminding you our final score from Cyclone Arena in Russellville: the Mountain Home Lady Bombers 50 and the Bologna Lady Eagles 43. Have a good day, everyone.
You have been listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7, KCTT, Yellville, and Mountain Home, brought to you in part by Farmers and Merchants Bank, Knox Orthopedics, ASC Warranty, Arvest Bank, and Harold Tucker's Auto Parts. And once again, congratulations to the Lady Bombers in the state tournament today. They make it to the quarterfinals, and as Matt said, that will be broadcast here on Classic Hits 101.7 and, of course, streaming live at KTLO.com. And that'll be set once again for Thursday, evening at 7 p.m. as the MH girls will take on the winner of tomorrow's game in the quarterfinals at the state tournament in Russellville. And as he said, if you can't make it, be sure to tune in here on Classic Hits 101.7. Also, if you've missed any part of this broadcast or want to revisit any part of the season or other games, go to our website at ktlo.com and click on Bomber Sports under podcast. Once again, I'm Joe Shipman saying have a great day.